Almost 2 years after terrorist attacks shut down the tip of Manhattan for weeks, Lower Manhattan was sealed off for hours, frightening area workers and residents. Bridges and neighboring streets were closed, subway service was curtailed, and traffic was backed up for several kilometers as the scream of police sirens filled the air. The shooting took place on the balcony of the city council chambers as a meeting was about to begin. Police say a political rival, Othniel Askew, used a semi-automatic weapon to shoot and kill Councilman James Davis, a former police officer who founded a local anti-violence organization. A police officer then shot the gunman. Council member David Weprin describes the scene.
We heard what sounded like a big boom. Next thing we were told is immediately to duck. And we ducked under our desk, and then there were about 20 to 30 shots, it sounded like, while we were under our desk.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg immediately assured New Yorkers that the shooting was an isolated event, not a terrorist act. The visibly shaken mayor addressed the issue uppermost on every New Yorker's mind. How could someone with a gun go through the metal detectors and security guards and enter City Hall, one of the most heavily secured buildings in the city, just a short walk from the site of the former World Trade Center?
Somebody who was an elected official of the city of New York has been killed, and they've been killed right here in City Hall. What we know so far is the following. James Davis came into City Hall along with a Mr. Askew, who had filed papers to run against James Davis in the next primary this fall. They came in together. We have films of them walking in together. They went through the security booth, but did not go through the magnetometer. Apparently, the city council members and the mayor have not been going through a magnetometer. The speaker and I have decided that effective immediately, he and I and everybody else will go through the magnetometers.
Councilman Davis was scheduled to introduce legislation against violence in the workplace during Wednesday's meeting. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.